cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man and Ant-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With G-Man and Ant-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, Ant-Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, Ant-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. And we're back. It's been another amazing week of advertising. In fact, it's been 2 weeks because last week advertising happened to me. You know, like I was supposed to come to the show. You know, I had some guests lined up. You know what I mean? It was going to be awesome. And then that thing that happens to all of us happened to me. Advertising happened. The client said, sorry, what? You're going where? So last week I was in a client meeting at the time that I was supposed to be hanging out with you. I'm sorry, but at the same time, you know, I gotta chase the invoice, you know what I mean? So askies. But yeah, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and we're back out here. And it's all going down in Advert Town, as they say. Everything is going on out there, but we'll get into it. You know, there's a whole hour. For us to get into some of the nitty-gritty. You know, it gets hard out there in the streets. But let's start with some of the important stuff that I missed out on speaking to you guys about last week because I wasn't around. And I think chief amongst those is we have to absolutely pass condolences to the family of Mr. Tony Kunderman. They announced the passing of Mr. Kunderman on Sunday, the 9th of April, apparently from complications that arose from an operation from broken leg and extended stay in ICU. So rest in peace, Mr. Kunderman. I mean, I think everybody who kind of have been in the game for a little bit. In fact, you don't even have to have been in the game for that long. You know how like he's been a pivotal piece of the game and reporting on the game. Also, like asking the game some hard questions, so very sad news in that regard. We hope his soul rests in peace, and that his work continues. The work does continue, and one of the places where I did get to bump into Mr. Kunderman a lot was at the Lurie's, you know, he would be able to have a conversation with him. You know, it doesn't matter whether you had a long night last night, you know, you knew you had to stop and make time for Mr. Kunderman and have a conversation, you know what I mean? So that's he'll be sorely missed, but speaking of the Lurie's. The Lurie's entry deadline, you know, I mean, you guys know that cliffcentral.com is now a media partner of the Lurie's. I say media partner, cliffcentral.com, but I mean, we also know at the forefront of that is G-Man the Ad-Man. It's not official. It's not official that G-Man the Ad-Man is the forefront, but you know what I mean? I think we all know the truth. So cliffcentral.com is a sponsor of the official media partner of the Lurie's. So the Lurie's deadline is the 15th of May 2017. If you've entered Lurie's before, you know this is the first one. You know what I mean? You know, there's still going to be one or two or three or four. But we need you to enter now. You know what I mean? Because also what happens is when they extend the deadline, they also change the price. Yeah. So if you are, especially if you want to, if you're a small agency, my man, it all adds up. You know what I mean? If you want to later in the month want to enter something because you came up with a nice productive idea for the Shell garage down the road, and now you're like, okay, guys, let's just do something for this place. It's gonna cost you more. So yeah, get your entries in there. Remember, Akio was here the other week talking about a prehistoric bed. You know what I mean? As opposed to any bed. So those guys been paying. You know what I mean? The guys are entering now. They're getting any bed discounts. So get up in there. And get your Lurie's entries in there, and we will see you in Durban again this year for a good time. But yeah, I mean the thing that I've been doing for the past couple of weeks is that, you know, before I get into all the other news that's happening in industry, I introduce my guests because I feel like, you know, it's also kind of strange to watch them sitting here in the studio with me, watching me have a good time, and they're not sure whether they're allowed to jump in or not. You know what I mean? but yeah, you know, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna introduce my guests and then we'll go through some of the stuff that's happening before we actually get into why they are here, you know, what they've been up to, you know, what meetings they're missing for them to be here. You know what I mean? And I mean, if you follow me on social networks, you know that these guys went to a breakfast before they came here. I mean, guys, this is what happens when you're in charge. When you're in charge of your life, what you do is, yeah, guys, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to have a young breakfast, you know, consolidate our thoughts, you know. But let's get into it. So, in the studio with me today, I've got three minds from what is called SRL plus SCC. You know what I mean? And I'm going to let them explain this to you. You know what I mean? It's a lot of letters. When I first saw SRC, I'm like, hey, Fizz must fall is in the house. But in the house with me today, I've got Mr. Saki Piliso, I've got Mr. Nico Rere Mpane, and I've got Marlon Van Nooye. That's what's up. What's going on, right, guys?
What's up? I got it right.
Uh-huh. Hello. Yo, that's what's going on. Yo. What's up, guys? What's going on?
Hello, we're good.
Yeah? Malin's got a smoothie, guys. I'm just putting it out there. So, I mean,
the breakfast
is extended. It's extended into the studio. What's up, guys? What's going on? Talk to me. How are you guys doing?
Very good, man. Very, 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 very good.
Tell me about SRLSCC, Ray. Tell me, what is that?
The whole name is Sugar Ray Leonard with an S. Kellen Cut.
Okay.
You say the whole name like a Tribe Called Quest.
You say the whole thing.
You can't say Quest. You can't say Cold. No. Sugar Ray Leonard with an S. Kellen Cut. Tell me what that means, guys. Where does that come from?
Yeah, no. We started out as two companies, basically.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray Leonard and S. Kellen Cut. And it made sense for us to just merge the two.
Marlon, come closer to the mic, my man.
Sorry.
You know, you want to be smooth strategies inside the studio.
Smoothie strategy.
So it made sense for us to merge the two companies, and no one wanted to let go of their name. So we just decided to...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, those meetings must be amazing. Yeah. People are not even letting go of names.
Yeah. I mean,
it's all about collaboration, the name.
Yeah, that's what's up. Oh, that's dope, man. So I mean, but like you guys then used to obviously work independently. But what common things made you guys go, hey, you know what? Maybe these are the guys I should be hanging out with. Sagi?
Yeah, man. Obviously, we've been working together with Ray Ray, and the common kind of thread we wanted to do is what we want to do with the ad industry, because obviously we've been in the ad game for quite a while, and our philosophies and our vision was the same in terms of bringing not only black kind of insights and advertising kind of progress to it, is also kind of bringing the whole message about small companies coming together and actually collaborating and making better work throughout the whole industry.
Man, I like that. I like that a lot, because there's a whole bunch of like black little companies that are going, yeah, you know what, I was just gonna go it alone, you know, and you're kind of going, but you're limping. You know what I mean? Look, I understand it's novel, I mean, it's nice, you know, but you're limping, you know, but also like very reticent to kind of go, but I know where somebody else can fulfill a certain roles that make us better, but it's just like no.
Sure. Yeah.
But I mean, what about my bottom line? You're not gonna have a bottom line, my man, if you're not putting out the right stuff. You know what I mean? So that's cool, and I mean we'll get into all that stuff. What you guys have been working on, who you guys have worked with, because I mean I know you guys have worked. I looked at your website. You guys have worked on like some of South Africa's like, you know, like most important brands, like some of those iconic brands out there. But we'll chat about that. Who's Warren Lee Witcher, guys? Tell me. And why is he not here?
He's the not white partner.
Yeah.
That sounds very
white. The businessman. He's the business.
Yeah, he's the business guy. Oh, okay. All right. Well, shout out, Mr. Warren Lee Witcher.
Shout out.
We're going to ask these guys some hard questions, and they will answer them wrongly on your behalf. Thank you.
He's in a meeting right now.
Yeah, okay, nothing wrong, Warren. Okay, cool. But guys, you know, so like I said, I mean, I want to chat about some of the stuff that's happening out there. And I mean, I just want to get some of your guys' opinions on some of the stuff that's happening out there. So, I mean, last week I got an email the South African CAN delegation has just been announced. So huge shout out to everybody who's on that big delegation. So the names are, so there's a few people. Mandy Fine of the Fine Group. I mean, what a name.
How fine.
What a name. I mean, Mandy Fine of the Fine Group. So Mandy Fine of the Fine Group. Jenny Ellis, the ECD at King James. What's going on? You know, Rowena Williams, who's the ECD at Joe Public as well. And Mr. Peter Gabriel Khoury, the Chief Creative Officer of TBWA. Camilla Clark of Hello Computer. Mariana O'Kelly, ECD at Ogilvy. Cool Govender, Densu, Jason Zanopoulos, and Fran Luckin. So, I mean, I thought, congratulations, man. This is dope, mm-hmm. You know. And once again, we have representation at Cannes. And, you know, and it kind of means that the SA game is on the come up, you know. Like, but we've always been on the come up, having won Grand Prix and things before. And then I looked at this list again. You know, and I said, you know, speaking of representation, I was like, okay, you know what? It's representative of in the gender space, you know, because I feel like, I mean, like, you know, like it's, and I'm very happy about that. I like that a lot because it feels like, you know, I was watching this thing, becoming Warren Buffett, and he said, America, I mean, has done well only tapping into the talent of half the population because women are not given the opportunity. So can you imagine what would happen when everybody's working together? So I mean, I'm very happy to see that, you know, we're getting a whole bunch of our sisters involved. But then I looked again, and I thought, I mean, guys, I mean, maybe someone must explain the criteria of choosing judges for Ken. You know what I mean? Because maybe they must make that public. You know, like they're talking about in Parliament, they must have a secret ballot. Maybe this is a time where they must not have a secret ballot. And tell us why. Like, I don't see one black person on this list. You know what I mean? And I don't know whether this is me being petty. You know what I mean? But I think that if we are going to represent ourselves overseas, you know what I mean? Am I being petty? Do you guys think that it's important that we have a panel that's representative of the country when you go out there at these things?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I think if we're not represented, then it's almost one-sided. There isn't one way of doing advertising, especially South African advertising.
Exactly.
We have, 11 languages?
Yeah.
You know, we can't have one side that will make everything sort of look a little bit too creamy. You know what I mean? It's too...
Yeah, no, I don't get it, guys. I really don't get it. Like, I just feel like, you know, and maybe they get to choose, you know, because that's what I thought. I thought maybe the guys in Ken get to choose. They're like, no, you want that guy. Isn't it then our responsibility to say, no, my man, you can't just have white people?
There's someone out there saying, you can choose, my man, but here's a list of the ones you can choose.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But isn't that the bullshit? Like, I've always felt like...
Yeah.
Oh, he's already started. Ah, fuck.
I'm here and I'm ready, man. Yeah.
No, but on the real though, like I really don't get it. And if somebody knows, guys, if somebody knows what the process is out there that they use to choose these people, let us know, you know. Hit me up. And remember, I told you guys, we have a WhatsApp number now, you know, 079-748-2090. Don't call it, because no one's going to answer. It's just for WhatsApp messages. You know what I mean? And like I said, no one also likes WhatsApp phone calls. They're slow. You know what I mean? Hello. They all sound like international calls. Mm. So no one likes that. But hit us up. And then hit me up on Twitter as well, at Blaxem. That's at BLAXEM or at CliffCentral.com. And tell us what you think. You know, tell us, is this okay? Are we being petty? Is it about time that we kind of got a bit like... upfront about these kind of conversations, because I just feel like, you know, we could be changing it. But I mean I hope somebody gets through to us and lets us know, because like for example, right, and I mean without picking on anybody on this list, I mean, Mulifitula has won like at Cannes over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But and maybe it's also a matter of people declining. You know what I mean? Like maybe some people say, I don't want to go and judge. But for me, it only makes sense for the man who's won the Grand Prix twice, three times at this, or thrice, as the colored people say. To go in and judge and kind of represent us. You know what I mean? So we feel like the ad game is not just for a select few. For a smaller list, like Ray Ray put it. So that's one thing that's happened in the past week or so. It's great. But then there's this other thing, guys, that has happened as well in the past couple of days. Adverts will show you, guys. So anyway, there's this advert now on TV and also on the internet. Saki, what's wrong, my man?
Kuluma, bab.
I'm going to be okay then, Saki. No, so I happened upon this advert, this campaign, essentially. For Ultraman by Danone, and I thought, wow, I mean, this is a nice thing that's happening here, and I'll tell you how one of the ads goes. So like this black family is sitting at Sunday lunch supposedly, and then a phone rings, right? But this ringtone is modified now. You know, it's been combed up.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Right?
It's but now, thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's got so the ringtone goes and it becomes the soundtrack of the ad, right? And I mean, I'll give you two cases of what happens after this. Because it's a whole black family, mm-hmm. right? It's Sunday, there's a coco, there are kids, there are fathers, uncles, right? And I mean, then they get up to enjoy the song, right? While they're pouring custard.
Because
that's what we do, right? because what happens when you pour custard is that you enjoy and you dance.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, good time of your life, right? Yeah. So these people, they jive, guys. They jive. I mean, literally, this one guy gets up and he starts to do a nene.
Yeah.
And his mom joins him. You know, Coco joins him. You know what I mean? And I think that's also like a part of the line is where you see the older people starting to jive as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So these old people, this old lady starts to jive. The family's jiving. The Apple ringtone is just doing wonders for this.
Yeah.
For this
game.
But it's not just the Apple ringtone. It's the custard. Yeah. You know, because they're pouring custard and they're saying, you know, the custard makes your life nice.
Yeah.
Or Sunday is better. You know what I mean? It's enjoyable because, you know, you are jiving for custard.
Yeah.
Now, guys, I sometimes get the feeling that maybe I'm the petty one here, you know? Is it okay, guys? Please tell me if it's okay that we are jiving for everything, including custard, in 2017. In 2017, is it okay that we are still jiving? And then I'll apologize if, you know what I mean, if I'm the one who's in the wrong here.
No, but that's right. You say in 2017, I think there's a little bit more to the black family than dancing black people. So
I mean, please.
Not picking on the ad, but yes, saying there's more to say and more insight to dig deeper and say if there's enjoyable things you want to say about your custard, dancing black people on a polyphonic phone and stuff, it can be put a little in the boardroom. Let's push a little further this concept. You know what,
you
mean?
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't you think that's what it is as well? I mean, let's talk about it also from a strategy perspective. Yeah? Like when you're in that boardroom, because I'm pretty sure that the agency presented other things as well. You know, there's no way they walked in with just that. If they did, then we blame them. But don't you think that this is a conversation we should be having with clients as well, Marlon? Like making them understand that I know you think you love this idea, but you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I guess. You shouldn't put this kind of thing in front of a client in the first place.
In the first place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. So, thank you. I've been saying.
Like it or not, like the agency is to be blamed, man.
Yeah.
And you can like it's pointless trying to convince a client when you've already
brought this thing into the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to unsell your own ideas, which kind of never works.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've brought this thing, but don't buy this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy this one. No. I remember this, the concept of cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, guys, you know what we need? We need to have like three in the room, right?
Burn one.
This is the one we want to sell. And then the client says, no, I want that shit one. You say, no. My preference. No, Nick, you brought that into the room. What do you want?
Yeah.
Kitty.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think it's a... Hey, guys, we put each other in a very difficult position because now we must engage in these conversations. People get angry. But, you know, you get angry. And what I wanted to know is that, like when these things blow up, like, are you angry because you made a bad ad or are you angry because someone called you out for making a bad ad? Mm. I'm not sure. But anyway, I mean, we'll see this. I have it on good information that this thing is going to unfold and unfold and unfold. But, I mean, this is G-Man the Ad-Man. We'll keep you posted. We've got roving reporters in the streets. Vox Pop. You know what I mean? And we'll keep reporting on what's going on in the streets with this particular issue. So, but now with the same thing, and I mean, I saw, guys, there was another one. Now there was the city golf one as well, right? So this kid comes out, he's just got his his license, right? Oh. His parents are waiting for him outside. He comes out. And what? He shows his license. First of all, all of us know when you get your license, you don't get the card, you get the A4. You know, we all know that. We get the A4 with the red stripe. We all know that.
Magic of TV.
I mean, please. But TV gives you that, right? It's fine. So shorthanding the best, they give you that. And then this guy starts to jive as well.
So,
right? And you know what? And maybe that also goes back to my thing about, you know, maybe young people do jive, and we can't ignore the fact that young people like to jive. You've seen them at Kantare. You've seen them at Kong. They like to jive, yeah. Right? But it's also, and then his parents start to jive. Mm. You know, now I'm like, wow, outside the license department, there's a party of parents jiving, right? Now, once again, you know, like is that the only way we can express that people like understand your product? You know what I mean? Like, the only way you can say, man, these people know that your car is nice. You know how we know they know? By jiving. Mm-hmm. But every other group that's in ads has conversations, right? So, like, for example, I'll go back to the Ultramel example as well. In a part of the campaign, there's another ad where these ladies are having a conversation about Tupperware. Right, and it's about, you know, you took my tap away. Fine, and you know what? It makes sense as a story, right? Mm-hmm. But those people didn't get to dance. But I promise you, if those people were black, they were going to be having a Tupperware conversation while doing money. While doing
money. Banging on the Tupperware.
Yeah. No, guys, please, give us as free. We would really like to have conversations in advance. We are a bit more than just jivers. We, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'm sure you've also pumped into us in boardrooms where we are not jiving. You know what I mean? So I think that's perfect. But, okay, guys. That is that. I think let's leave it alone. Someone just says now. Mabutu Tseke says it is okay to jive for custard. We only speak in H and yours. Except John. Yeah. Why not communicate us with Skanda?
Yeah.
And he says # high food sec.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right, man. I mean, I think we've exhausted this thing. But yeah, once again, like I said, we will keep you posted on how this thing goes. Like I said, I've heard that. The clouds are gathering. Anyway. Let's carry on. I would like to once again say, remember, hit us up on Twitter. That's @Blaxem, @BLAXEM. I'm shouting to the guys from Sugar Ray Leonard and Eskel and Kat. Can't say halfway. and we're going to be getting into, you know, like where this whole thing comes from, where they all come from, you know, because, like, you know, one of the big things that this show really is about is kind of going, you know, I need to inspire some kid who lives in where are you from again, Rere? In the corner of South Africa.
Yeah,
in the
absolute, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the last steps of South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. In Messina.
In Messina.
Ampur, Zimbabwe. Ampur. Yeah. Ampur.
I need some kid out there to know that it's possible. I need some kid out there to kind of know that, you know, some guy from up the road from his house is out here doing big things in the ad game. So let's get into it. I mean, I want to know, guys, you know. So, Saki, you were at Jupiter long time ago, pre-94, right?
Yeah, my comrades, yeah.
Yeah, but where did this whole thing start for you? Because I remember that, you know, Saki was at AAA with me at some point, guys. So I know this man from a long time ago. But how did this ad game thing start for you?
Yeah, coming from Durban, I was a bowler.
Shout out to Mtubane, what's going on?
Yeah, I was played ball quite a lot in Durban, busted my knee to spring training.
Nothing wrong.
So, you know, you have to kind of change the career path.
Yeah.
Not too much to my mom's kind of surprise that I went to advertising, as, you know, my mom's a teacher, and it's easy to go into those kind of things for black people. So, yeah, found out about advertising from, like, a magazine. Not advertising, AAA was having a kind of a call out.
Ah, right.
I did like a little form there, and then I came over to Durban, to Joburg. And then, yeah, it was.
It's call out the thing that people say in Durban. We call out. Is that a thing? You know, like.
I don't know.
Or is it product placement?
Yeah.
Also, I've been warned that sometimes people in interviews have been told by brands, just call us out, and then we'll give you 10,000. We just say call out twice in your interview.
No, yeah, and then went straight into AAA. Did the course there, dropped out and came back in, actually, to went to go do TV for a little bit.
Yeah.
Shine, baby, shine.
I mean, we'll get into that when we take our photo later, guys. Look into that photo and you'll remember Saki. Yes, carry on.
But fell back into advertising again, and then first agency was Jupiter Drawing Room, and at that time they were doing quite big things. They were from a boutique agency, they went into going this big kind of hunt for business, from
right,
and stuff like that.
The month of the billion.
Perfect storm.
The perfect storm, as it was called.
Shout out, Graham.
Nothing wrong, Graham. What's up? Nothing wrong. Perfect storm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And that kind of period, I've met up with Ray Ray in school and also at Jupiter. And then, passed there, kind of went to Metro. I went to stay at Jupiter for a while. And then, from there, Metro started doing the whole rounds in advertising.
Yeah.
Google, VFCB, all those kind of places. Yeah. And then it got to a point where we kind of felt that, yeah, there's a change that needs to happen. It's not going to happen if we don't do it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So got into, trying to make an ad agency with a little bit of a ness that we have. You
That's
know what
what's
I mean?
Up. Yeah. That's what's up. That's dope, man. But Marlon, I want to know, but like, what's the... Like, what was the need that you guys felt was out there? You know what I mean? Like, because there's a whole bunch of people who come and they're going, yeah, we're going to start a thing because, you know, they want blacks.
Look, it's like the immediate need for us was to stop working for someone else's agency.
Boom! Yeah, what do you want? What do you want?
So as soon as we realized that, we decided to kind of just like branch out and try this ad agency thing.
Yeah.
But the one thing that was important for us is to like try and do like an agency like in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, I know every small agency is gonna say, the model is broken.
Yes.
Like, but they all kind of start the same agency.
Yeah.
So. What I found interesting about
so the same agency that the model they came from is the one they recreated
but a little bit smaller. No? Yeah.
This thing is
just,
broken.
Just in my house. The only difference is it's not like in a big office park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like that's why we kind of ended up together, because we all had the same common goal. Like let's not just say the model is broken and start the same model again. Let's like definitely try
that's
something
dope.
Different.
That's dope.
And I guess we'll get into it.
That's cool. No, I like that. But so now, Rere, I mean, like I said, I mean, we spoke about you being from Messina, from from the corner of South Africa, you know, and then your whole journey is kind of essentially meeting up with Saki, and then you went to Metropolitan Republic, right? So from that point on, right? Is that have some of those learnings been how you guys arrive at this and knowing what you think you want to change?
Yeah. I think. Even when we started working together again with Saki at Metropolitan Republic, we were doing work that we wanted to do.
That's right.
And work that the country was responding to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember we worked on a fish and chips campaign.
Yeah. Oh, with Shaba. Nothing wrong, boy. 50 goals, 52 goals. Yeah.
But you start to realize that, you know, and I know a lot of people say that we don't have enough black people and whatnot. But, but it's the model that is being repeated over and over again, and you can't change it from within.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen. People go, "Hey, my man, we like your ideas," and you go, "Oh, what's that?" Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think that was the biggest decision to not just say, "Let us just do a black thing," or let's just get out of here, but just something different.
You raise a very interesting thing, like the fact that you know we're saying. Like to change it from within is difficult.
Yeah.
Like it's completely difficult. Yeah. Do we think that's going to change? I mean, do we feel like the only way is for us to have done what we've all done is just stepped out? You know what I mean? Or do we think we still value the people who are still inside there, and can they still make a difference?
I think if I can take that, like I think. Number one, it is difficult to change it from within because these guys have got systems that have been working successfully for them.
Exactly.
So we might hate it, but they're going to look at you and go, what are you talking about? You're talking about the 10 million rand that we did this with dancing blacks. Relax, Simon, brother. Relax.
Yeah. You and your social relevance.
You're
not going to pay my bottom line.
You say, just put an H there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we have a tendency, you know, even as a country, especially creatives, like of being reactional. You know, you want to react when it feels like it's too late. Jump out.
When it's broken.
Jump out. Only when the reshuffle comes, then we unite. You understand what I mean? Jump out in time.
Yeah.
Jump out when it's time to jump out.
That's insane. But now tell me once again, it's like, tell me about street signs. You know, it says there on your website, it's even got a TM next to it. Yeah. Street signs. Trademark. What do you want? Guys, let me tell you what happens when you start to blow up, because you trademark. You trademark your shit. Tell me about street signs.
Yeah, and I'll put a little bit about it. It's more insight driven, and it's and the word insight is commonly used in advertising. It's when you start putting a black tint to something, but more about finding about the subject itself. And there was a nice line that I heard, like, learn the subject and the world words would follow.
That's
so it's immersing ourselves within the subject of South Africa, not just to black side or white side or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But actually getting in tune and finding a voice for the brand within the people that it's consuming the brand.
That's right. That's right.
And because a lot of the things comes from the boardroom down rather than finding out what the consumer is actually doing
on
the ground.
That's it.
And finding solutions for those consumers and then bring it to the boardroom to be fine-tuned and put on your TV.
That's dope.
So it's kind of taking that kind of, as Ray was saying, there's a traditional way of doing things and kind of starting where it actually got to end up with the consumers.
Yeah,
and this old way of doing it, consumers have more power now than they ever had.
Before,
as you can see, people can just share tweets and then suddenly you're the dancing black ad guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's strong. It's tough. It's tough out there. So get those learnings. Go from the ground up, and also knowing our kind of skills into advertising, we can fine tune those things and get a better voice and a better message out
there.
Than actually just going, here's this kind of market and this is what they like.
But that's it. But see, I like that. I like also how you break it down and explain it, because you know the other way to explain it is push strategy and pull strategy. But that's the shit that we've been doing all along,
exactly.
And that's why it's not been working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
we're
getting into these rooms talking about push strategies and pull strategies, and I don't know. I'm just like, what the fuck? Because it becomes one big masturbate, really.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. You know, I feel like we have to understand the importance of the fact that we actually have to be working from the ground up as opposed to the top down. But that's really dope. But now tell me how that has been able to plug into the places you go to, because your model is also like to plug into like other agencies and collaborate with other people and even plug into marketing departments, right? Because that's what it says here on your site. It says we also plug into marketing departments and we walk in there and you say, but now you walk in and these people have had this rigid system, you know, it's this system that says, guys, Dancing Plex is the one
place. It's hot,
right? And now you want to come with me with street side. So what have been the challenges, you know, that come with dropping like such an important piece of a way of working just to people who've been doing things a certain way?
Sure, Grant, that's a tough question.
It gets like that here on the show sometimes, guys.
It's definitely been tough, but if I can just explain our model, our working model. So we essentially make clients the creative director of the project.
Yeah.
So
I was going to get into that. I want to understand that thing. But let's go.
And people from agencies, like creatives, will go, oh my.
What do you mean?
What? And I mean, it's worked well for us, because if you give the client a vested interest in the work, it becomes a lot harder for that client to bomb the work, and you won't end up with a turd at the end of the day. Like, so you kind of
shining a turd.
You kind of control where the work goes without having control over it,
right?
If that makes any sense. Like, it won't make sense to any creative director, but because like they've been stuck in big agencies.
And you know what? Maybe let me come at this from a side of a perspective of a creative director, because it's a very big responsibility that you're saying you're handing over, right? Because we're saying, I'm here to help you guys create the stuff objectively, you know, and kind of say, this is what you need to be doing in order to change your brand, right? Now I've given you guys creative directorship. Now I'm saying, okay, guys, I'm going to show you what I think you guys should be doing. You tell me what's right. Is that what it is?
I think we also need to start teaching our clients to want to be rock stars.
Yes.
To want to change shit.
See, I like that, Rere. I mean, clients that are listening, thank you.
It's because eventually, if before we started working with them like that, then they're just sitting there judging the little things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Is it blue enough? Because my brand is blue. Is it? You're here to move the needle forward.
And
once they get into the mindset of being a creative director, they start to feel more responsible for it.
And
them watching it grow instead of them sitting in a boardroom behind the desk and go and tick, 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 what needs to
and
be.
And clients know their brands better than we do.
You know
what I mean? And if they're the ones along this journey that can give you their insight of what their brand thing, we can be the creative team that helps that come alive. So that's what we mean when they're coming on board with us as in terms of the creative team.
Because
they bring that information where we don't have to research or even kind of pull from the sky, but they know their brand better than anyone in that that room.
I agree with that. I mean, we're saying that we have the insights that, and bringing those two together is what makes it tough. And I actually agree with that because, you know, you say that we have to change the way the clients see themselves and how they see the work, because then it even makes the collaboration work better.
Yeah,
right? Because now you're saying, we're collaborating, and I'm not collaborating with somebody that I think is dumb and you don't know what you're doing, you know. And then I also think their relationship with the work stops being I'm here to tick boxes.
It's
how can I contribute to make this thing better. But now let's talk about bombing clients. because that's what your relationship is now, right? Now you're in a relationship where the client is going to say something and now you must say, yeah, but that's shit. You know what I mean? Because we also all come from the culture of, you know, something is shit, let's not waste time.
Sure.
And Molly called and said, no, you know, you can change. No, it's shit.
Yeah.
Right? So how has that been? How has it been to be able to say to the client, I mean, I know you're paying, my man, but that's shit.
You know what? Like the good work starts rising to the top as you kind of work on the project, and because we cut out a lot of, like, we call it agency cholesterol, like client service.
Yes, guys. There's another thing that guys are about to TM. Agency cholesterol. Look for the booklets. There'll be a CNA.
Coming out this way.
So because we cut out a lot of big agency turnaround time, like we tend to spend a lot of time with the clients, like working through the not so good stuff.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like you'll start seeing that, like, if you're a client, you'll start seeing what doesn't work.
Yeah.
It won't just be us saying,
yeah, okay, but this thing is shit.
Like, the more time they spend with the work, the more they'll start seeing it kind of doesn't work.
Yeah.
Hey, it's brave, this thing that you guys are doing, guys. No, it's brave, but I mean, you know what? I say that it's brave and because I've seen what it's yielded as well. You know, like some of the most nuanced creative that I've seen, like, that you guys have done, I think it's because of stuff like that. You know, like, you kind of go, like, I've seen the DSTV work, for example, right? Shout out to whoever made that track. I got some money, but I ain't giving it to you. Whoever made that track.
Shout out Kulichana.
Nothing wrong, Kulichana. That track, hot shit, right? But I feel like it's because you can bring those insights to people and to the client and makes them understand that, you know, it can be done. But now, one big thing that I know a lot of people are also dealing with is, like, now the client doesn't want to come over to your side, right? But at the end of the day, you must put your name on that thing. So the client doesn't want to come over and you're having this conversation and they're like, no, bro, they're gonna dance. That's it, right? Yeah, cool, right? How do you mitigate against that? Do you think that having built these relationships makes mitigating against that easier?
Yeah, like, you definitely build a strong relationship with the client. So it becomes less of a client agency relationship and more of a one-on-one, like us sitting here right now.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have this kind of casual conversation.
Yeah.
And I mean, it makes it easier to
the lack of a boardroom, the lack of a drive down the M1, it makes the whole thing better, right?
Yeah. Like, the lack of a client service person, like, dancing before meeting. Like, it just becomes a very real conversation, and it becomes easier to use words like shit.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess what I was getting at is, you know, the danger, which is what happened with the Pepsi thing. You know, so apparently the Pepsi thing was an internal thing. You know what I mean? And what's the difference between you guys kind of plugging into these places and getting closer to the clients and having an in-house shop? Because a lot of people, like, give in-house shops a lot of shit. They're like, I'm an in-house shop. It means you're down the road from the finance guy. It means the finance guy can walk down and say, yeah, guys, you're not making a 10 million rand advert. You know what I mean? But, like, how do you guys like draw those lines and make sure that, you know, they don't make the influence of the in-house thing happen?
I think it comes with explaining what we stand for, which is street science, from the word go.
Yeah.
So if we're gonna come in here, what we contribute or what we are here to do is to plug in with street science as the model. So even if the idea came from you, dear client, it doesn't relate sort of to what you brought in,
brought
us in for.
That's right.
So we need something we can judge it with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need something that we can judge it with, and it comes with clearly explaining what you guys stand for from the minute you walk into the building.
Guys, I mean, you know, no, honestly, I think that you guys are doing a really, really good job, because, you know, one of the things that Loiso Matinga says in one of those clips is that, no, it's Donovan, actually, who's the guy who looks like the nice. who says
they
that
do, my man.
Hey, wait, man. he says that South African clients are not brave enough, you know, and it feels like I'm seeing then that if there's so much engagement in this regard, I'm seeing then that, you know, clients are getting brave in that they know that there's another way to get ideas, you know, and they don't necessarily have to go to, you know, the big agencies and whatever. But now here's the question. How has it been collaborating with said big agencies? Is that what you guys find yourself doing? As in you go and you meet the client and the client says, okay, that's great. These guys are amazing. I want you guys to go to Papa Panda's advertising down the road and I need you guys to go and plug into them. How have those collaborations worked? Have they been receptive? Have they been, are you guys here to steal my money?
I think most of them have been just about that, man. I think these guys kind of get clients need for new ideas and and so on, but they're not really about to give it all away overnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They go, hey, my man, we love the street signs, but you don't have our traffic. Eh? Yeah. You know, client wants ideas.
Not traffic.
Yeah, they're going to hold on for as long as they can. It's not just going to be
easy. And it makes sense. It makes sense, right? That you'll hold on, but it's to the detriment of the work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Unfortunately so. They have become so big that they don't care about the work. It's more about my name on it.
Not about
the process that we got to this, and you know what I mean? It's easy to be swallowed into those type of things.
Hey, it's rough out there, guys. The traffic changes everything, guys. You know, the idea that you think that you must want to see me at a desk doesn't mean I'm doing ideas. I've walked past so many computers that are Facebook.
Traffic calls me like, where are you? I'm like, where are you, my man? I am a Tasha's. What do you mean, where am I?
No. Shout out to the good traffic people out there. We know they exist. We really know they do exist. So shout out to those people. But guys, I mean, like I said, I mean, well done on building like what I feel like is going to be like an important way, once again, changing the system. Do you think then that we should be teaching the kids that are coming through a different way of doing this advertising thing? You know, like and not necessarily telling them, you know, about the desk and the chair. How is it that then that you guys think we should be teaching these kids?
It's that it's not about black or white. It's about the skill, about what is it that you contribute. If you're a creative, you should be able to sell to anybody of whatever skin color and from wherever they come from. It's about what you offer into the game.
That's right.
And it just can't be your color.
Sure.
Or your
And we all come from like a big agency kind of mentality. Like you come from school, you're going, no, I want to be a junior art director, then I want to be a senior art director, then I want to be a CD.
Yeah.
Forgetting the whole kind of path that you're learning about your skill and who you're talking to. So like to teach anyone anything is that a good idea doesn't necessarily have to be like born in a boardroom and you're just writing it down because I'm clever and I'm sitting by myself. It comes from like immersing yourself, coming from the tea lady you talk to. It comes from different kind of aspects. And if people kind of start learning that it's about the consumer and connecting the brand to these voices of the consumer rather than saying my title and I'm going to review this work, which kind of I can bill it later to clients so that clients see CD bill and I can tick it off. It's a bit more than that. Well, that's what we are trying to, like, that's why we say you want to pull away from that whole system. So when we do work, you can kind of see, no, that comes from like a consumer's mouth and can make the brand a bit bigger and also connect a little bit more.
I'm gonna ask you a controversial question now, right? your model does not involve client service. No. Why?
Because we client service.
Speak up, Saki.
Because we connect to clients. That's what we were talking about, agency fodder and cholesterol.
Because
the client service, after seeing strategy and then client service is there, the message of what the client actually wants to do is being lost.
And I
think it's so important for these creatives to actually see and get and receive the brief themselves. You know what I'm saying? So we're not saying you're doing away with the whole mental of like client service, but be the client service yourself, being the creative, being the person in charge of the brand that you actually be writing about and doing work for.
Yeah. Also, so getting it from the proverbial horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Also, there's not a lot of labeling going on.
Yeah. That's right.
In
our organization. That's the answer. That's a diplomatic answer, Saki. Say that shit you just said.
If you're good with clients, you handle the client.
And we should teach creatives to be good with clients. Yeah. We should teach creatives to be good with clients and the people that want to service the clients to not just write down what this client said.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You work with us. Contribute. If the client is saying, no, my man, we're going to put a shoe on the head, or we're going to go and we're going to commercialize it. You have to say, I know I'm not creative, but
and they also have that relationship.
Because
that's what I was about to say. Like, you, as much as you're saying, we have to teach creators how to learn the client service side of it.
Yeah.
We need to also make client service understand how much they should love the creator.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
And because clients also have relationships with client service that we don't have with them, that when they speak, they'll speak it in that language, in the language of the client, and say, yeah, but my man, here you are fucking up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you don't have vested interest in the work, then you're just writing down, my man.
Yeah, if the review came like this, what did you say to Clark? Exactly. You were typing, drinking wine there. How? What did you say when clients, what was ruining the idea and where it comes from?
And I think that's one of the most important questions about accountability.
Yeah.
That I've always struggled with when it comes to, well, I've sometimes struggled with when it comes to some client service people where I said, okay, and then when they said this, what did you say? You just write down and say, I'll tell them. You know what I mean? Because then we, you know what I mean? Then we are able to put these weird labels on people who actually have an important task to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In kind of understanding. I once had an experience with a client service lady. We presented a spot and the client said something, and she turned to us and she said, I told them.
I know that lady. I know that lady.
She said, she literally leaned over, almost like she's sitting with the client now. Yeah. I said, I did tell them, remember, I told you. And I'm like, oh guys,
what's your input?
You are never coming to my meeting again.
You work with us. You are part of this team.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. No, but I think that's really, really cool, man. I also saw that you guys, like you said, the title thing is not necessarily a big thing in your guys' agency. You know, it's about, guys, here's your role and whatever. And have you found that, you know, like, because I remember that you guys at Metropolitan Republic used to call yourselves creative strategists, right? Do you think that is also why you guys have been able to build things like a street science? Because essentially, you're all creatives and you're strategically minded and all that, as opposed to just being, you know, what do they call them? A technician or Photoshop?
Hey, it's tough, bro.
It's not me, it's the streets,
it's
man.
The streets, man.
Hey, you must listen, yeah.
But is that how you guys think that you arrived at this dough bottle?
Yeah, I think we expect a lot out of each other and the people that we want to work with. We expect just more than one-dimensional way of thinking. If you consider yourself a street scientist, it changes.
TM. But okay, tell me, guys, you know, how big do you guys see Sugar Ray Leonard plus Skin and Cat? How big do you guys see this growing? Do you guys see this becoming one of those things where you are able to deploy a team to go and work with a certain client and another team to go and work with a certain client? You know, I mean, how many of you guys are there right now, and how big do you guys see this going?
There's a couple of us.
Yeah.
How big, we don't know, to be honest.
Be sitting in Miami and getting a you know, not even here.
Yeah,
that's how big.
Exactly. That's what we call that mouth to mouth talk with you.
And that's why we call it street science, because it's not South African street science. It's something that you can put it anywhere in the world.
That's right.
The insight in consumers is worldwide.
Yeah.
So, and us plugging in America, in Europe, in the rest of Africa should be something that's quite easy, because it's all about the consumer at the time. So, very big, man. Very big.
Yeah.
We're talking worldwide domination. Yeah.
I'm talking, getting a please call me from Bill Gates.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
Gates up or otherwise. Gates, man.
Please call Gacy.
No, guys, I think you guys are doing some really, really important shit, man. I think and you know, like we always have the conversation about, you know, plugging into like the rest of the continent, you know, and kind of going. My big thing has always been, we keep saying that we have, like, you know, like the kind of work that wins everywhere in the world and that has its relevance, but we're also so fine with saying, hey, man, the work in Nigeria is shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I think that it's important that we are able to then, you know, get into the continent and plug into those places, and I think you guys are very capable of that.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand, the hour literally flies by.
Hey, my man,
it literally flies by. We're almost out of time. You know what I mean? Yeah, but Gareth is out there, and I hope he's listening. That the show needs an extension. We need another hour, so we can get into some of these things. Play a young song, and you know,
a young gom.
Put down some gom. You know what I mean?
Nay,
you know what I mean? Put down a custard. But I think, guys, so I mean, going forward, I mean, I also saw on your guys' site that, you know, you're inviting people to come and work with you guys. You know, give us a phone call, drop us an email. Yeah,
we're,
you know,
hiring.
Because you guys are hiring. What are you guys looking for? What kind of person is going to walk through your guys' doors? Wait, first of all, where are you guys situated? I saw the pictures, guys. Where is this nice place you guys are working in? Hey, guys, you guys have money. Yeah?
Where's ask Marlin?
Yeah. You see, Marlin's not sure. You see, he's got the money. Yeah.
We're in Parkview at the moment, but we're working on something a little bit different.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, We're buying a bus. We're buying a bus as an office.
Boom.
That's what we want to do.
Boom. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
We're going
like
to be creative
like
on
those
tour.
Mobile clinics.
Yeah.
On tour.
Yeah. We come I there who are laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're kind of pumping out a little tour bus that we're converting into an agency.
I like that, man.
But we also
I
prefer
like
to
like
to go where the clients are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go where the ideas are.
Then they also don't have to set you up in their building. You can just be in the parking lot.
You're
in the parking lot. You're bumping gum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's great, though. But also because I think that's great because you'll essentially be able to bring your culture everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and not freak people out. And if the establishment is freaked out, then those people can just come into the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come into the bus, my man. We can discuss it.
But yeah, but like I said, I mean, what kind of person are you guys hoping is going to walk through the door and say, guys, I'm looking to work with Shuri Leonard and Esked and Kat?
People want to change shit, man.
Yeah,
people want to change shit. People want to do work that scares them.
That's right.
To do work that isn't based on anything else that you've seen before, but work that, you know,
changes shit
yeah, and scares man. You and excites you.
Yeah.
And actually freaks out your client.
Yeah.
If it doesn't freak out your client, then, well, you know, it's
then they don't
cool.
need you.
Yeah,
I mean?
They don't need you.
Yeah,
give them goosebumps.
Man. That's dope. Sagi, if there's one thing you want people to take out about Shuri Leonard, like after this interview, they want to say, damn it, you know, I like that those guys think this. What would that be?
It's the street science mentality where it's all about the consumer and what you bring into the consumer. And if you want to push the needle forward and actually not just say it's about black and white and actually say it's about an industry that's actually going to move a nation and humanity and people that are actually thinking more than just our certain circumstances and actually move our consciousness forward, then that's what you want to plug in with us with, and we'll push it forward.
Boom! That's what's up. I actually just got a text from shout out to the production team, Pumla Pagati and Cheza Quinchetta. Yeah. Cheza wants to know, Sagi, have you been reading some books? You're dropping some words out there, my man.
It's education, Cheza. Education, boy.
And Marlon, I mean, if I could pose the same question to you, you know, what's the one thing? What would you want that to be?
We have a party bus.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for coming to hang
thank
out.
Thank you for
man.
Having us, bro.
Thank
what
you.
A, what a
thank
dope
you.
Shout out, man.
Thank
I mean, I feel like the hour just literally, really flew by. And I think it's been another inspirational episode of G-Man the Edman, you know,
we're taking
strides away from dancing for custard because I feel like we need to have these conversations so that we can get away from all that shit.
Sure.
And,
or at least warn a brother.
Or the, boom!
Oh!
Shout, or at least.
Shout out to everybody out there who just caught that warning. I just want to say, guys, the views of this show do not necessarily represent. Yeah, they do. Yeah, legend. They represent everybody on the show. But yeah, it's been another amazing show of G-Man the Ad-Man here on cliffcentral.com. Go out there. Get the podcast. We didn't swear too much. No, we did swear. We saw Ray swore very early in this advent.
Hello, yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
Get the podcast. Play it for your moms. Play it around the studio because there were some things that were said here that some people in your studio need to hear. There were some things that were said here that I think some clients need to understand as well. But also play it back for yourself, when you're on your way to a meeting, when you're stuck in traffic, when you're looking out for that bus on the street, play the shit out. Guys, where can they get hold of you? Give me a URL. Give me a email address.
www.sugar-ray-leonard.choburg.
Boom, that's what's up. Hit them up if you want to talk to them about anything. If you want to hit them up, if you want to talk to them about career opportunities, hit them up. And this is your man, G-Man the Ad Man. We're going to be back again next week, chatting some more advertising, solving some more advertising crimes. But remember guys, take care of those briefs, take care of each other, and remember, take care of yourself. And once again, like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom, G-Man the Ad Man.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't. Boom. Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man and Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.